Hi, this is Bob, and I'm back to talk about moles of atoms making moles of molecules in chemical compounds. In the first segment on the mole, I concentrated on moles of individual atoms. In this one, we're going to start to think about combining atoms to make molecules. Atoms of the chemical elements can be reacted with other atoms to make larger particles called molecules. But they're fussy about what other elements they'll hook up with and how many atoms of the other element they'd accept. For instance, a sodium atom, that's the symbol Na on the periodic chart, will only hook up with one chlorine atom, that's Cl on the other side of the chart, to make a table salt called sodium chloride. The chemical formula is always NaCl, indicating one atom of sodium bound to one atom of chlorine. But an atom of iron can be convinced to hook up with either two or three chlorine atoms, depending upon the conditions. In the first case, one mole of sodium will have the capacity to make one mole of molecules of sodium chloride, each containing one atom of each element, as long as there is at least one mole of chlorine atoms available to react with each mole of the sodium. In the second example, one mole of iron might react with two or three moles of chlorine atoms to form different chemicals, each one an iron chloride. One has the formula FeCl2, the other, FeCl3. In all these examples, the result is one mole of molecules. In the sodium case, each mole of molecules contains the one mole of chlorine and one mole of sodium, and in the iron case, the product will require one mole of iron atoms and two or three moles of chlorine atoms, depending upon which product is to be formed. The bottom line is that if you react elements to form molecules, you need to know how many of each will be present in the compound that forms. Then you can use the appropriate number of moles of each element to make the product, assuming that a perfect reaction occurs. If you use too much of one element or another, it'll either be left over or end up in some side reaction. The good news is that atoms always hook up in whole number ratios, so the ratios of atoms and molecules are always simple. One more thing. The molecular weight of the resulting molecule is the sum of the atomic weights of all the atoms it contains. If a reaction is perfect, every molecule of product will have the same ratio of ingredient atoms, and one mole of molecules would weigh the molecular weight in grams. Another way of saying this is if a reaction is perfect, the result would be a pure compound with all of its molecules being the same. Well, that's enough to think about for now. Here's a recap. Atoms react with one another in specific ways and always in whole number ratios to form molecules. One kind of atom will react with one or more atoms of elements to make a new product molecule. For instance, a molecule of sugar called glucose always contains 6 carbon atoms, 6 oxygen atoms, and 12 hydrogen atoms. The chemical formula for glucose is written C6H12O6. If you want a mole of glucose, you're going to need to come up with 6 moles of carbon, 6 moles of oxygen, and 12 moles of hydrogen for the reaction. If you have less than that amount of any of these elements, you will not be able to make a whole mole of product. If you have more moles of some element than the formula prescribes, those cannot form glucose. In the beginning of this segment, I said atoms are fussy and only react with one another in certain ratios, if at all. Chemists like to think that they can understand what chemicals do, and after all the years of reacting stuff, they do know a lot of tried and true reactions that and can usually predict results that should be similar to already known results, but not always. A recent example of this occurred at UMD recently. If you're interested, you can find a bit of science that I did on that topic by going online to KTWH Radio and clicking Bits of Science on the top header of the home page. Then you can search for a section called School Topics. The title, UMD's New Molecule, should be there to click on and listen to. Thanks for listening, but for now, goodbye.